I want my kids to know how to think. I don't want them to just always be taking the words of other people at their face value. I want them to be able to evaluate. I want them to be able to take content and to be able to apply it to their life. I want them to be in a situation where there is a problem to be solved and they're not looking for a YouTube video to solve it for them or whatever, right? That they can actually solve things themselves. And teaching how to think is not its own individual curriculum. There's no textbook, if you will, for teaching how to think. But if we want them to be able to do that, we need to work at it. And sometimes, I'm just going to say it, sometimes that means we need to be better at knowing how to think. So what I've done is I've outlined just a couple of things we're going to talk about briefly of ways you can do that, that will promote not only thinking skills, critical thinking means, you know, that you can analyze and come to conclusions and those kinds of things, but that you also can have great discussions in your home while you do them, that you can actually have a higher quality of culture of thinking. So the first is making connections. In our, you know, standard American education, there has been about 150 years of separating things into disciplines. And when we approach education with this is history, this is art, this is science, and that there's no cross between them, then we're perpetuating this idea that John Taylor Gatto refers to as the disconnection of all things. We don't want to do that. We want to connect things. So you can ask questions that connect things. The one I have on my slide is, how is this object connected to? And it's a game that I play. So if I had an apple, put it on the table, right? How is this apple connected to family history? How is this apple connected to philosophy? How is this apple connected to math? And you'd be amazed, especially if you get, you know, into the teen years, how quickly they're able to catch on to this and make connections that will blow your mind, because they haven't been all boxed in all their life into separating out the disciplines. So that's a game, I just call it connections, and it's just a way to, in a fun way, promote critical thinking. But obviously the same thing can be done in a wide variety of different ways. Another game that I play is to take two objects and have them compare and contrast and see what the similarities are between the two and what the differences are, or take these two objects and invent something new. So if we have a spoon and a egg beater or something, what is something that you could do that would take the characteristics of both and create something new? So it's thinking about out-of-the-box kind of thinking. So compare and contrast was next. What are the similarities and differences between George Washington and Gandhi? Just talking about two people that they know, talking about two characters that they know, having those kinds of discussions in your book. And likewise, tying a character and his or her actions to human nature.